It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Republican Party of Wisconsin held its annual convention over the weekend in the Wisconsin Dells.
The meeting came on the heels of a failed surplus spending deal between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature and ahead of big midterm elections, including the race for a new governor.
Later, we'll hear from party chair Brian Schimming about how Republicans are strategizing for the campaign trail.
First, we get a recap of the weekend's events with Laura Schulte, politics and state government reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Set the scene for us, Laura. What was the mood as this convention kicked off and went through the weekend?
Yeah, the mood was high at the convention on Saturday. And, you know, the whole day really focused on calls for unity to rally around the candidates that the Republicans have running this year.
Yeah, my takeaway from your reporting and ours here at WPR, if there's one word I think Republicans were trying to express here, it was what you just said, unity. What kind of things did they say along those lines?
Yeah, they really called, you know, to rally around their candidates that they have running in really prominent races. You know, the most important one, we have Tom Tiffany, as well as around Eric Toney, who's running for attorney general. You know, and they said that instead of, you know, infighting within the party, they really need to be focused on the races and rallying their voter base as they get closer to November.
And that's another big theme, how to drive turnout. Republicans worried, I think, after the state Supreme Court elections earlier this year, a midterm election with a Republican president. Often the opposing party does better there. How were Republicans talking, at least in public, about how they're going to try to drive that turnout?
Yeah, of course, turnout was a really important thing on the mind of many Republicans at the convention. You know, Ron Johnson said, you know, we really need to get, you know, voters out. It's been embarrassing the last few Supreme Court elections. And, you know, many of the people who spoke at the convention, they said that they really need to be focused. Voters really need to be focused on talking to each other, talking to neighbors, to friends, to people in their circles every day about ensuring that they get out and vote, even though there isn't a big ticket presidential race.
The top policy story last week was this deal between Governor Evers, Democrat, and Republican leaders in the legislature to spend on the state's budget surplus. It failed to pass the state Senate, in part because of opposition from Representative Tiffany. Was this something people were talking about there, or did they kind of let that go and focus on the road ahead to November?
You know, most of the focus was, you know, on the road ahead to November, but reporters did ask Representative Tiffany about that. And, you know, he said that he was having conversations with his own state representatives. He said he called Senator Falkowski and talked with her about opposing the deal. So while it wasn't a focus, you know, there were some, you know, conversations happening about the taking of that deal.
Laura, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on today.
That's Laura Schulte, state government and politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the Republican Party of Wisconsin State Convention that happened over the weekend. Now, Brian Schimming is with us, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, that issue of unity, there have been some vocal members of your party looking to remove you from office, in part because of the state Supreme Court elections. As you said, you're still here and you're here with us this morning. What message are you sending to especially those people who have been calling for your resignation to pull together for November?
It's just that, pull together. That was the message of the whole weekend. Look, you know, I've been around this for a long time. I was proud to be chairman of the state when we carried it for President Trump. And we are the toughest, as you know, the toughest of the purple states, the hardest fought of the purple states. We've had 13 elections in Wisconsin. Think about this number. We've had 13 elections in Wisconsin in 26 years that have been decided by less than 30,000 votes in a state of 6 million people. So the importance for unity and to walk out arm in arm. Look, parties have disagreements. I know the Democrats have them too, because all they were doing was fighting with each other last week. You know, and that's all fine. We walked out arm in arm out of the convention in the Dells on Saturday, and that is exactly what we wanted out of this convention.
Well, you mentioned we have close elections in the state. This is, you know, the math. Republican president, tough time for Republicans often in the off-year election, as we are in now. President Trump's approval rating is pretty low on some key issues, including the economy. Some headwinds here. How do you see yourself getting those voters to the polls who maybe didn't show up for that Supreme Court race this year?
Yeah, the rule is kind of flipped, right? It used to be that Republicans would do better in the off years and worse in the on years. Now that has flipped and Republicans do better in major election years. So I think that will be helpful with us. I think the profile for the governor's race, think about where we are right now. 4 years ago, the Democrats, you know, we had an incumbent governor, so it was different. But then the Republicans had, let's be honest, a pretty tough primary for governor and for attorney general. That's flipped. Now, here we are months out from the election. We're unified behind Tom Tiffany for governor. We're unified behind Eric Toney for attorney general. The fight is on the other side. They have an eight-way primary where several of the candidates are openly fighting with each other for their primary votes. And now they're fighting with the governor, their own governor, over this budget deal last week. So we were a picture of unity over the weekend. They are a picture of disunity over the weekend. And that there's no signs that's going to let up. The Democrats have a disaster in their primary on their hands.
Well, Brian, I'm going to take you back to 2018. I was just looking that up. You had Republicans unified around the incumbent governor, Scott Walker. By Election Day, there were still eight Democrats running in that primary. Governor Evers came out of that. I mean, do you look back at that and worry that, hey, maybe this isn't such a good headwind after all?
Well, look, I look at that, we had everything, Act 10, everything else over the Walker years, but he was still a very, very strong governor. Frankly, came within hairbreadth of winning re-election after they outspent him. And look, we've been down this road before. What I see when I come out of the weekend with us is great unity around our candidates. Frankly, they went after us 2 years ago for all the talk about Democrats winning. They lost Wisconsin. The easiest state for them to win of the target states, they lost Wisconsin. We reelected Derek Van Orden and Congressman Stile, who they had dumped literally tens of millions of dollars against, held the assembly, held the Senate. We had all these different wins. So I feel good about where we are right now. And it's a long road to November, no doubt about it. But we're on the road. They're in the ditch.
Once upon a time, the story in Wisconsin was, hey, Republicans have the ground game and Democrats were openly envious of it. And ground game means, people knocking on doors, people making those phone calls to their neighbors. I'm hearing more of that talk from Republicans in the last few years, at least on some of the email lists I'm on, saying, hey, why aren't we as good as the Democrats these days at that basic electioneering? What kind of things do you hope came out of this weekend's convention along those lines?
Well, a couple things. Number one, the memories of what did happen that have been positive the last couple of years where our organization did win, reelecting Ron Johnson against Russ Feingold, second time that he beat him, his third term in office. Now, electing President Trump, holding on to these congressional seats. Look, as an example, we recruited 5,300 volunteers by last November 30th to be poll workers this year. That's just an example, the most ever in history, I might add. And we trained hundreds and hundreds of local candidates in the last 12 months, many of whom went on to win in local offices. So we have a terrific grassroots organization out there, but it takes not only our grassroots, but coalitions. It takes everybody at the table, and they'll be at the table.
I want to look ahead, if you can believe it, past this November's election, another Supreme Court race coming up next year. Republicans or conservative-backed candidates have had a tough time, a narrow win with one candidate, Justice Hagedorn, substantial losses with others. What do you think that supporters of those conservative candidates would need to do to be competitive?
I think now the Democrats, the left, have turned these Supreme Court races into what amounts to gubernatorial elections or issue-based elections. And I always say to people who are thinking about running in statewide court races, and I have some experience in that area, to talk to voters about the kind of justice they'll be and the kind of justice they will deliver to the state. We've just elected three left-wingers who ran as moderates when they ran for Supreme Court. So I don't think the voters will be fooled again. And the Supreme Court, the liberals on the Supreme Court, have been slow-walking decisions that they will now have to make. So we'll get the opportunity to compare and contrast.
We're on the verge of a pivotal change in Wisconsin politics. No matter what comes out of this fall, Governor Evers is leaving office. Robin Voss is leaving the Assembly. Devin Lemahue is leaving the Senate. Leadership from both parties in every chamber of our government. How big a deal is this that we're going to have a new generation of leadership? Again, it might be Democrats, might be Republicans.
Yeah, it's a big deal, but I would also say, particularly on our side, we have strong, even though Robin Voss is departing and Devin Lemahue is departing, we have strong teams in both houses. If we didn't, I'd be a lot more worried. But frankly, we do have strong leadership teams in both the state Senate and the state Assembly. So I'm not as you know, I've been working around the Capitol for decades, and I've seen a lot of leadership changes and people come and go. The important thing is to have a strong team on board. And both the Assembly and Senate Republicans have strong teams.
On issues, Brian, we see again and again in polling people worried about various cost of living things, inflation, fuel prices, and more. In our last few moments, the Republican message on affordability in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's well, we left the Biden years behind for a reason. Nobody wants to go back there. I think the Democrats are miscalculating, as they usually do, and trying to bet everything on. I mean, the Democratic Party right now is all about Trump hatred. And I suppose if that satisfies people's need for that, that's fine. But that has not won them elections generally. And so I think the president will come in, the Republicans will come in with a strong hand in the economy because it will be better, and it is getting better, but I think they'll come in with a strong hand. The other thing I say is for people who want to campaign against Donald Trump, the political cemeteries are full of people who thought they were going to get the best of Donald Trump. And last time I checked, he's living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Brian, thanks again for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Brian Schimming, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Earlier, we heard from Laura Schulte, who covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Both with us for a look at the Republican Party of Wisconsin's annual convention held over the weekend in Wisconsin Dells.